beyond the costumes and the quite jolly drama, that prayer song is used in the film to beautifully convey the message that for followers of Jesus, the Christian adventure is an everyday, day after day phenomenon. In that clip, you saw young people in a day by day kind of way going along the street, responding to everyday opportunities to demonstrate love and goodness, picking up litter, planting stuff, making window boxes, making play equipment for kids, brightening the mood with cheerful painting. And I love the roller skate incident. Did you spot that? So the guy with one skate, there's a lady coming the other way with one skate, and he stops and thinks, and he takes his off and gives it to her. Kind of sacrificing kindness, sacrificial kindness, the greater joy of sacrificing his one skate to someone else so they have a pair. And the prayer also makes the important point that the Christian adventure is not just a call to be like Jesus in the kind of things we say and do day by day, but as we do those things, and this is an important point for some of us who are getting a bit older, not quite as old as St. Richard might have been, but there is also the call, and it's a scriptural call as well, that along the way as we do those things and get involved in those day-to-day things, to grow and mature more and experience more of God day by day. So the challenge to me is, however long I've been following Jesus, not to plateau in my Christian adventure and expectations. You know, more of the same day after day. All good stuff. But to be able to look back 6 months and ask myself, for example, do I have more of an awareness of God being close by today than I did 6 months ago? And can I see him more clearly now than I did then? You see, that never stops. Not until our dying day, if we follow the example of St. Richard. So, fairly briefly, how might this affect us, even between now and next Sunday? Well, here's just three possibilities. When I was a kid in Sunday school in the East End, back in the early 50s, I was taught to sing. Read your Bible, pray every day. Oh, some of you are nodding. Do you know it? Well, you sing along with me. Pray every day, read your Bible, pray every day. If you want to grow, if you want to grow in the faith. Well done. Gosh, it's amazing, isn't it, to remember that? You'll never forget that, because you heard me sing it so awfully, it will be etched indelibly into your minds forever. So there was a bit of day-by-day advice drummed into me at when I was age 5 to 7, all those years ago. Now the first line of St. Richard's prayer, Lord, may I see you more clearly, or as he actually prayed in the 13th century on his deathbed, may I know you more clearly. Now, I'm not telling you to read your Bible and pray every day, although Jesus did, didn't he? When the disciples said, how do we pray? He said, well, pray like this, and it included the line, give us this day our daily bread. So clearly Jesus was under the impression and giving them an encouragement to pray every day. But I mean, it's not my place to instruct you to read your Bible and pray every day, but I would say this, it makes a real difference to your growth as a follower of Jesus if you do. The Apostle James wrote, draw near to God and he will draw near to you. So if you want to know him more closely or to see him more clearly, if you draw near to him, the Bible says he will draw near to you. So the best way to draw nearer to God is to listen to what he's saying through his word and talk to him. And the Bible says he'll come closer to you. You know, we can let that slip, can't we, as we get on in years. Not all of us, but some of us. You will grow day by day to see him more closely, clearly, to know him better, to appreciate more and be more aware of his involvement in your life day by day. So there's the first possibility, a little nudge in that direction. So next Sunday, look back, yeah, I've talked to him a bit more this week and I've listened to what he's saying through his word a bit more this week. My first thing in the morning, everyday prayer, is normally very short. I'm lying on my bed and I always pray, and I think I can say without exception, something like this. Lord, don't let me miss the opportunity you put my way today to show the goodness or kindness of Jesus in some way. Now, that's smart prayer because I'm looking out for it, you see. I'm unlikely to miss the opportunity because I've asked him not to let me miss it. Now, it may be a little thing right under my nose. It may be that Andrea, my wife, later that day says something that really quite irritates me or I think is, you know, a bit over the top. So, instead of arguing back, giving like for like, maybe I'll pause a bit and think, well, why is she thinking that? And look at it from her point of view and move on. Now that is responding to that call. It's responding to everyday situations in the way that Jesus would. But sometimes it's more dramatic than that. Only 2 days ago, I'm walking just a little way from my home and there's a neighbour, almost opposite, Barbara, and a lovely lady, a widow, but sometimes if I see her coming, I think, oh gosh, have I got an hour and a half to spare? Because she's going to just want to chat. Well, I don't mind talking to her sometimes, I'm semi-retired, but anyway, 2 days ago, I'm walking past her driveway and I looked up and I could see her in the garden. My first thought was at the back. My first thought was a very naughty one. I thought, oh, she can't see me. But then, you know, I felt a nudge and I know that nudge. And I thought, no, I better go and have a word with her. So I went up the side of her house into a garden, which is what you do in our sort of retirement village. And I said, hi, how are you doing, Barbara? And we had a nice little chat. And, you know, as a result of that encounter, I'm almost certain that she didn't get scammed for her £10,000 savings because of something she told me and a point that I gave her. And as I walked away, I thought, thank you, God. I'm so glad that I, and then I thought, no, it wasn't I. I wouldn't have diverted to speak to that lady, but thank you for the nudge, because that was showing her something of the kindness and love of Jesus that bore fruit. Just a little bit longer, I'll just keep you a little bit longer. Now, St. Richard's second desire, Lord, may I love you more dearly. According to the Bible, the test of that, do you love him more today than you did 6 months ago or even a week ago? The test of that, according to the Bible, is do we love others in our families, our neighbours and others around us more today than we did, say, 6 months ago? You see, the Bible says everyone who loves God loves his child. It also says we love God more if we increasingly obey his commands, in particular his command to love one another. So as our love for one another increases, the Bible says, well, you're actually loving God more, because when you do it for them, you're doing it for him and to him. So maybe another every morning prayer, just for a week, try it and see what happens. Lord, today, may I show love to my wife, my husband, my family, my neighbour, that person I pass in the street who's only got one skate, more today than I did yesterday. Thirdly, Lord, that I may follow you more nearly. The Bible says, and I believe this must be an everyday process too, the Bible says the Holy Spirit is in the business of transforming us, and it says 1 degree at a time. Sounds like a day-by-day process to me. Into the likeness of Jesus. And I was thinking, that's like getting to the point where we're following him so closely that we eventually become one with the person we are following. So Jesus comes more and more into focus where we are. So a quick recap. First, if we want to find next Sunday that we're seeing God more clearly than we do today, maybe we need to listen to what he's saying through his word a bit more, talk to him a bit more by next Sunday than we do at the moment. Secondly, if our prayer is to love him more dearly by next Sunday than we do today, then maybe start to ask him and then expect him every day to give us an opportunity we don't miss to show his love and kindness to someone. And third, if our prayer is to find that we're following him more closely next Sunday than we are today, then maybe every morning this week we should ask the Holy Spirit to make us a bit more like Jesus today than we were yesterday. Now this week I'll be telling our old retired, you know, it's lovely being here and having children running around because we never see any children. They're all old, older than you guys, because there's quite a few younger folk here. But this week I will be telling the old retired folk in Deanland Community Church, that if they all pray on those lines every day, I really believe our community will be transformed. Because it starts with each one of us. Day by day, O dear Lord, three things I pray: to see thee more clearly, to love thee more dearly, and follow thee more nearly. You know the tune, you'll probably be humming it through the week. It's hard to forget, isn't it? Amen.